Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How about growing up, eh?
Howard Simon. Jeremy White.
Whee!
On WGR.
High five and slapping butts.
Sports Radio 550.
Hey, we're still taking your calls on the Bills and our football discussions. 803-0550 for that. But, you know, as Jeremy mentioned, we had Don Granato on earlier. It's in on-demand audio. We're also going to be talking some Sabres hockey right now with the GM of the Sabres, Kevin Adams, with us on the West Her Hotline. And before we welcome Kevin in, I have to do some business. And if I would have remembered, it would have been nicer. Kevin's segment is brought to you by Rachel's Mediterranean Grill, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres, and by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Kevin, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing?
Howard, Jeremy, how are you guys? I'm doing fine.
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you. So I think you know where the first question is going, but good news. I have non-Eichel questions on my list to get to with you, just so you know.
All right. Well, whatever you got for me, fire away.
So there was a recent report on the Eichel front, Kevin. There was a recent report that the medical information has been given to interested teams. I don't know if you could confirm that or not, but would this mean that maybe a resolution is coming shortly in this situation?
Yeah, I think it's it's hard to say in the timeline on any of this, but what I will say is clarity is always helpful. And as you know, we went through the summer having conversations daily. I mean, the entire summer, multiple conversations a day, just with teams trying to get updates and understand what was going on. And I've said from day one, publicly and to other teams, that we're willing to do anything to move our franchise forward. So those conversations at different times heat up based on just pressure points, as you guys know. But as we've recently had Jack made an agent change to Pat Brisson, who's very, very good at what he does, very well respected. I have a really strong relationship with Pat. And part of over the last couple of weeks is a lot of teams just trying to understand exactly what's going on from the medical side. So that clarity, I think, has helped. And now it's having those conversations. The hockey has to work out. It has to make sense for us to do something to further our franchise and move the needle. And obviously we don't feel so far that we've been in a position to do that, but we'll continue to work at it.
With the medical info, Kevin, the agent's switch was a part of this story as well. But with the medical information, why wouldn't it have been released months ago? I mean, to do anything to possibly speed up the process, let the other teams look at all the medical reports, let their guys decide what they think is the best surgery. Could this have been done months ago to avoid what has really dragged on here?
Well, I think it depends. How you look at it, Howard, in terms of it's probably not best practice to just open up medical information at will, on players. So what I said to every team I talked to, which was the entire league, is I will share all the medical information. Doctors can speak to our doctors, trainers to trainers. Everything would be transparent, open, and honest. but we need to make sure we have potential framework of a deal in place. And you know, so there's never been a lack of sharing information. It's just, when do you do that? So some of it lately has been helpful, I think, just because of where Jack's at and the amount of appointments he's had and doctors he's seen. But that's kind of, I guess, the best answer I can give you to the question.
So that was the decision that's the organization holds the power to allow other teams to see that. It's not something Jack's agent could just do on his own.
Well, we haven't given information out in terms of, you know, what our doctors and all the, you know, the information that, you know, he's gone over and over again with different MRIs. But, you know, if he's doing things, seeing specialists on his own or going around and, you know, having extra opinions, you know, some of that is been shared. So that's how we've approached it. But as I said, I've told every team all along, you will get every ounce of information, you know, that you're asked for if and when there was a trade to make.
How difficult, I don't want you to, like, obviously trade on the air. That's what I'm trying to ask. But it's a player, obviously, that a lot of teams would want. It's a player that you would want to get value for. There's also the salary cap. And sometimes, you know, a player that is under contract and signed can be moved because of that security. Other times, it's a bigger piece to try and fit in from a salary cap standpoint. So has that been a bit of a roadblock? Because you guys might have to get creative in taking salary back. And there's also the report about conditionals, like maybe conditions in the trade. So, I don't know, has it been as complex of a potential trade as you could probably imagine?
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair way to say it, Jeremy. I do think that this is extremely complex. Let's just take a player of this level. I mean, you know, when Jack Eichel is at the top of his game, he's one of the top players in the world. He's a young franchise center, which are extremely rare. So let's just start with that. These type of deals do not happen very often. You can't just look back and say, oh, there's some things you can look at and say, oh, that makes sense. It just, it's challenging. But then you add other parts to this, and you mentioned salary, you know, health, all of that comes into play. So, and then there's what do we need to do as an organization to be willing to do something? What do we need to get back to be comfortable? And I've said all along, we have to get value. And, you know, I'm sure you guys talk about it or fans talk about it, but if we don't get value and what we feel and it would be the correct return to move our franchise forward, then why would we do that?
The other thing I guess I wonder, Kevin, you know, we've talked about this on the air, and I mean, I don't want to back away from this because I'd be interested to hear your thought on it, which is, you know, what you're talking about is also a person and a person's health and their right to their decision on their own surgery. Don Granato said it last time you guys both spoke at maybe the start of the season, start of training camp, that he felt compassion for Jack and for the situation and how it's delicate. I think everybody that's been kind of keeping an eye on this understands that it's delicate, understands the Sabres' rights via the CBA. But also, I mean, I think there are plenty of fans that have feeling about a player going through this. He does have a career. He has a life after this. And to allow him to get the surgery that he wants, I mean, that to me seems like the right thing to do, understanding that there still are obviously a lot of things at work there. So, like, what's your response to a fan that would say it feels like the right thing is for him to make his decision?
Well, I think, you know, you're lumping a few different things into one point you're making, which I understand, but I think the most important and critical thing that I think about is what our doctors say. You know, they're the experts. They are some of the best doctors. Dr. Cappuccino is world-renowned in doing, you know, ADR-type surgeries and stuff that he's been a pioneer. So this is someone that we feel really good about, and he's advising us and he's advising Jack. So understand your point, but I think, you know, for us, what we look at is what are our doctors telling us? What do they feel the best interest of, you know, Jack Eichel, the person first, the hockey player second, and, you know, then we're taking their lead and listening to them. And that's what I need to do in my role, is taking all the information, trust our medical staff, and then make the best decisions we can moving forward.
We're with Kevin Adams, Sabres GM. They open the season Thursday against Montreal. Kevin, to the team you have assembled outside the organization, there's not much expected from this group. You as the GM, what are you expecting from this team?
Well, you know, it's a team that we feel that we need to be able to be playing with energy, competing. I like the way that Donnie teaches in terms of puck pursuit and playing fast. And, you know, I just felt before the coaching change, we ran our heels a lot. We were playing back where we want to be more of an attack team, using speed, all those types of things. So, you know, I think part of it is with our group is judging on our players getting better, our young players being put in positions where they're learning or growing. You know, we have a vision for what we need to do here. You know, we have an overall vision, which is, you know, we need to make sure we're drafting well, we're developing our players, we're retaining our own players that we identify will be part of the core. You know, as we looked at the end of last season, we looked at, okay, what's the short-term, you know, kind of medium and long-term goals for us? You know, the short-term right away was we needed to accumulate assets. We needed to rebuild our pipeline. And then we needed to stay disciplined with our roster and how we were constructing it and making sure that we were doing the right things, you know, with the long-term in mind of how we're going to move forward. And, you know, now we're stepping into, we need to make sure we identify and develop that core that I talk about. We're looking for players that have character, that compete, that have that kind of, you know, growth mindset where they're going to truly work to get better every day, and then they're going to buy into what we're doing and that want to be here. You know, that's a really important part, which will then ultimately set us up for the longer term success, which is, you know, being sustainably good on and off the ice for years to come. So it's a lot of work. I know where we're at right now, but we believe in the pieces and some of the younger players that we're going to work towards developing. And obviously knowing, saying all that, it's never a straight line up. You know, it's not easy in this league, especially young ages. And we certainly have a lot of young kids here, but also not yet on our team that are coming.
One of the young kids here, of course, is Rasmus Dahlin. And you know, it's year four. Do you need to see a big jump from him this season? Because he's young by age, but he's not young by necessarily NHL games played. And it's year four. What does he need to show you?
Yeah, I think I remember talking years ago to Denny Potvin, who was doing TV in Florida when I was playing there, and you know, he mentioned to me that, especially as a defenseman, he thought it takes 200-300 games to get guys comfortable in this league. And so you brought up a really good point. There's one thing about age, because Rasmus is still a very young guy, you know. But now he has been in the league for a little while. He's starting to build up those games played and get those experiences. So, you know, Rasmus's gifts are world-class. You know, the things that he can do with the puck, all our fans see it, and we see it every day in practice and in games. So we want to have him continue to play the way he needs to play to have success and make the plays with the puck that he does. And then it's just rounding out your overall game in terms of, you know, him being solid defensively, him being relied on in all situations, taking that next step in his career where, you know, hopefully he gets to a point where he's killing penalties, he's playing in every situation. And that's just, again, you can't rush that. You want to make sure you're putting a guy in a position to succeed. But, now that he's signed, he's excited to be here, he's hungry, he's come back, I feel like he's had a really good offseason, and now it's time for him to go.
One of the other young guys is Casey Mittelstadt, and I think he was one of a number of younger players who certainly got better after the coaching change and, you know, maybe made you feel good about where they're heading in terms of their development process. It's one thing to do that. It's another to say, okay, you're the top center. What can you do to help Mittelstadt, who's still trying to develop a consistency at the NHL level, while also knowing he's going to shoulder those big responsibilities that come with being on that line in that spot?
Yeah, it's a balancing act. You know, you're absolutely right. There's two ways to look at it. If you box a guy out and he's not getting those opportunities and getting those reps in the power play and feeling what it feels like to be out there with a minute to go, whether you're up or down a goal, taking a big face off, now they're losing some of that. Now on the flip side is if they you know, aren't ready for that, you know, how are they going to do longer term? So you're always balancing that. But, you know, for me, Casey took a big step last year in terms of his maturity, competitiveness, and he's an extremely competitive kid who now, you know, he's not looking around anymore, waiting, looking for someone else to lead, or, you know, our locker room now is focused, and they're out there just excited to go take advantage of an opportunity. And I think that's powerful. So, you know, it's balancing. You certainly don't want to overwhelm guys or put, you know, the weight of the world or have them feel like there's too much pressure on them. For me, the message is just get better. Just get better every day. Keep working. Do the right things. And, you know, you'll be in a position where your game will take off.
We're wrapping up our conversation with Kevin Adams on our Western Hotline. You know, you mentioned the pieces, excuse me, to develop and build. Some of them are here. Some of them aren't here. I haven't seen the Michigan games, but from what I can tell on Twitter, sounds like Owen Power's off to a good start. I don't know if there is a Michigan Wolverines per game subscription that you have, but have you had a chance to watch, even on TV, Kevin, anything of Power so far this season at Michigan? If so, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm paying close attention, I promise you that. and I will be there as well at different points, whether it's for some of his home games. I'm going here in a couple weeks. Or I'll catch him on the road. So I will be, I'll definitely know the Michigan hockey team by the end of the season, because I'll be watching a lot. But, you know, Owen had a tremendous first weekend. They have an exciting team. Talk about a player who's being put in all situations, you know, big minutes, continuing to grow and learn. And we knew that when we drafted him, and we're comfortable with that. I think Owen is extremely mature. He knows that there were certain things that he wanted to get better at, and this is an opportunity to do that. But, you know, we're excited about, as I said, we needed to build up the pipeline. You know, we had a lot of draft picks in this past draft, and that wasn't by accident. We need to kind of build that up. We need to develop these kids. You know, some of them are, maybe there's going to be a few years away, but we see upside in these guys, and we have to continue to be open to that timeline of when they come, and that's exciting. And, you know, for me this year, honestly, it's exciting because last year was so intense with being in the bubble and really not being able to go outside of our own kind of, you know, Sabres bubble, where this year I can do a lot more of that. I can go scout, I can go watch our players, I can go around the world and see whether it's, you know, scouting for the amateur or watching your own players, and I'm looking forward to that.
Kevin, the last guy I want to ask you about is Paterka. It sounded like he had a good camp, made a pretty good push, just went to Rochester. What are the chances he's back this season at some point with the big club? And I guess what would lead you to believe he would be ready to help contribute if he can this season in the NHL?
Well, I guess I don't want to say it that he was the surprise of camp, because we had really, really liked this player when we drafted him, really excited about this player based on last season and him coming into camp. But he was tremendous from day one of rookie camp right through our last exhibition game. And what we saw as a staff and coaches and management was everything that we're looking for and what we're building here in Buffalo: competitive, good speed, good puck battles, can make plays. Really good teammate, can shoot the puck. He really is an exciting player for us moving forward. And, you know, we certainly had internal discussions about what's best for him. You know, we really went down to the last day there. What is ultimately best for him and his development, that he can be the best player, not just today, but down the road? And we just felt that, you know, let's put him in Rochester. There's a lot that he can learn still. He can play a lot of minutes. Michael Pacco, Weber, these are great coaches. He'll learn from them, and he's also going to have some really quality teammates down there, and some of the young guys that, you know, like a Jack Quinn and UPL, and these guys that are similar age, that they can build relationships off the ice as well. And I think that's very powerful. But we're excited about him. We think this kid's going to be a really good player for us for a long time, and we'll see where it goes this year. We're open to anything. We're not going to rush him. But we'll just do what we think is best for him long term.
So tonight you've got the Lightning raising the cup and Seattle's first game. Which one are you in on? I mean, you can watch them both, I guess.
I'm in on both. You know, I have to say that, you know, when the banner goes up, and there's just, you know, there's some magic about that. And, It does feel like, okay, it's a new season when you see the when you see that opening night. But, you know, I was fortunate in my career. I played in Columbus the expansion year, and there's a lot of energy around that and excitement, and I think it's amazing for the league to be welcoming another franchise. So I'll be watching both. I don't sleep much these days. I'm kind of used to going on a few hours sleep. So I'll be watching, and we're excited. And I guess the last thing I would say is, you know, we know as an organization that we have to earn the respect from everyone. That's the message to the players from day one, from me and the coaching staff, is it's about earning it. It's about earning the respect of the fans. We know that we need to connect this community to our team. We know we have to do everything in our power to do the right thing on and off the ice. And it's not an expectation from us that fans just, oh, they come and they love this team. We have to earn that, and that'll be something we'll work towards every day.
Well, good luck this season, and thanks for coming on with us this morning, and thank you for not saying when you see the banner go up, you think back to Carolina. I really thought that's where you were going, and, you know, you've only flashed the ring in front of us once, so thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, it crossed my mind, and then I left because I know you get
it. No, we've gotten over it, Kevin. It really, it's not, okay, maybe not. There's no statute of limitations when it comes to sports grudges.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, have a good season.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Adams, Sabres GM with us on the Western Hotline, and his segment with us this morning was brought to you by Rachel's Mediterranean Grill, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres, and by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. When we get back, a little fantasy update. But first, reality. Let's give away some stuff. You have a chance to win a $50 Shop 716 e-gift card, courtesy of Visit Buffalo Niagara. If you'd like to try and win said card, call us on the contest line right now, 644-9878. We'll give that to caller number 5. Again, 644-9878 would be the number to call right now to try and win the e-gift card, caller number 5. Also, we'll remind you to visit amherst.org/shop716 to buy a $25 Shop 716 e-gift card and get a $25 bonus card with it. Shop local, shop Erie County, limit one per purchaser while supplies last.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Gentlemen, welcome to week 6 in the Guillotine League.
I'm still here.
The following players are now available to help your franchise.
Wait, I got
to
take some notes. Go ahead.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, I, out of principle, I just won't do it.
Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. Juju Smith-Schuster. Not much of a
factor. No, he's hurt. Yeah.
Yep. Dalvin Cook.
Okay.
James Robinson. Zach Ertz. A.J. Brown and A.J. Green, Rob Gronkowski, and Marquise Valdes-Scantling.
I think I might need myself a tight end. We're having discussions inside the Human Fund, which, by the way, how about a little love to the Human Fund? Congratulations, fellas, on a season best, fourth highest point total in the league this past week. Fourth? Although I think you were ahead of me there, Mr. Chop Shop. Or no, one of you guys was definitely ahead of me. I think it was you, Jeremy.
You finished fourth.
I
was sixth. Brayton was ninth.
Oh, why am I even? I shouldn't even be wasting my time talking to you, Yahoos. Then I mean, what the heck?
Well, week 6 projections.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Come on. Can you let me? This is like Bills Chiefs. Give me one more day to enjoy. Go ahead.
You have graduated to the next stage of the Guillotine League.
What the heck does that mean?
Now there are bye weeks.
Oh, nuts. That's right. I forgot.
Yes.
I don't think I have anybody on a bye this week, do I? I should check.
Well, I can tell you who's on bye this week.
I feel that's important to know.
It's very important. The first few weeks of the season, you know, you're doing the best you can. On bye this week. Falcons, Saints, Jets, 49ers. Not that big a deal.
Falcons, Saints, Jets, 49ers. Okay, I don't think I have anybody.
Next week's bye. Look out.
Yeah.
Bills, Cowboys, Chargers, Jaguars, Vikings,
ooh.
Steelers.
Ooh, Chargers, Austin Eckler.
Goodness.
Look, those teams
are
loaded.
That's a murderer's row of bye week.
Yes, it is a huge bye week next week. So, Howard.
I'm not looking forward to it.
If I may.
Yeah.
You may think, I don't need to bid anybody this week.
Yeah.
Maybe plan for next bye weeks if you have players on those teams. Because, holy cow. It's weird how this is happening. So, week 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there are 6 teams on bye. Week 8, it's only Baltimore and Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's weird. Why would it be loaded up and then just 2 teams the following
week? Week 9, there are 5 teams. Well, I'm sorry, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 on bye, then 4, then 2, then 2, then 4. So week 7 is the biggest bye week for fantasy football of the year.
So you're saying, I honestly wasn't planning on going into any waivers this week. I really don't need to. I don't have any big injury issues. I'm in pretty good shape, getting decent enough production. Like I said, the only thing I was looking at, honestly, was tight end. I was really happy with my Gesicki pick, but he's being dragged down by what's happened in Miami with their offense, right? And Tua, I feel like I should probably check the stats. I feel like Tua, he was one of the favorite targets. Like, Tua definitely would throw the ball to Gesicki, but then he gets hurt in the second game against the Bills, and Brissett's doing next to nothing. So I was thinking about maybe upgrading tight end. But then Tua might be back for this game. And now you just told me, essentially, heads up, what's coming up after this. So maybe I should hang on to my money. So, yeah, yeah I, I probably will be quiet today then. I don't think I'm going to do anything.
Well, I wasn't saying hang on. I was saying make a purchase that you plan to start the guy in week 7 because of the bye. Maybe.
Okay, you know? But then it would have to be a running back because Eckler's going to be the biggest name on the bye that week. James Robinson, huh?
James
he's been
Robinson
productive, right?
And Dalvin Cook, but Cook would be on bye on week 7.
And he's banged up again, isn't he?
He is. I think he's going to be good to go.
And then you have James Robinson, who the Jaguars, was it a one possession game? It was one of those things on Red Zone where you're not necessarily paying attention. The Jaguars had a one possession game, and they were on goal to go or something like that. And they gave the ball to like Carlos Hyde. They lost yardage and they turned the ball over in downs. And you're thinking like, you just run it to James Robinson and just give him the ball. All right, I'll look at a running back because Eckler's gonna be on a bye.
Well, anyway, here we go.
Yeah, I was just getting comfortable. Now you got to throw all this bye week crap at me.
Well, you can see what the bye week will do. By the way, you know how many people come up to me and tell me how fun it is listening to you?
Nobody.
All the time.
You make it up.
I swear to you, people love it.
No, it's the same thing you did with Pick the Bills for all these years. When you're trying, Howard, everybody comes up to me about Pick the Bills. They love it. You make that stuff up.
It's true. It's true. My dog just said something 5 minutes ago.
Your dog?
Yeah, he loves it too. But you've seen projections. For instance, in the week 6 projections, now that bye weeks have started, 100 points in our league is like a standard. If you get to 100, you're pretty safe for the most part.
Yeah.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams projected under 100.
Oh, geez.
One in the 70s, two in the 80s. That's what bye weeks will do.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, if you had, you know, who did I say this week? San Francisco, the Jets, the Falcons.
Falcons, that's what it
is. Yeah, so anyway.
I'm good this week.
To next week.
Yeah, Eckler and then Adam Thielen, although Adam Thielen was a major disappointment on Sunday. He had a couple catches late. I'm not in bad shape. And then Marquise Brown in the next week. I'm not in bad shape with bye weeks. Really, Eckler's the biggest problem. Oh, crap, Mike Evans in week 9. Yeah, all right, I'm only going 1 week at a time here, Jeremy. I'm looking one game at a time. I don't want to get too far down the road. Sorry, I was just going with the coach's cliches. I guess I should look more than 1 week down the road. All right. Hey, you know what I was doing also? I mentioned this earlier. You know, we expect that there would be a good number of Bills fans in the crowd Monday night in Nashville,
so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just did my first stop was Schmub Schmub. I was just curious, what's the secondary market on the tickets for these for this game on Monday night? 127 is the low for the Monday Nighter, which is, you know, kind of pricey. But it's not the low for Tennessee Titans games. It's not the highest, I should say. The Titans are hosting Kansas City after the Bills. That's more expensive. It's slightly more expensive for the New Orleans game in Tennessee on November 14th. So the Bills-Titans ticket is the third highest right now in the Titans home games. So 127 on Schmub Schmub, if indeed you are debating whether or not you want to go to Nashville. Drivable, by the way, from Buffalo, right? You don't have to fly. Oof. Is it 10 hours?
Yeah, I think so. That's a pretty big drive.
Well, I mean, if you're just looking to save a little money from plane fare, it is drivable. You could maybe leave a day earlier and stop in where the heck would you stop on the way to Nashville?
I'm excited to hear what your answer to this
yeah,
was.
I didn't really think this answer out before I brought up the point. Because Pittsburgh is too far west, right? You wouldn't necessarily be driving. You'd be going through the middle of Pennsylvania and then...
Nope.
No.
Are you
in the western portion of the state?
Nope.
Where the heck are you driving? You going through Ohio?
Yes, you go through Columbus.
Oh, you're going that far.
Through Louisville, down to Nashville.
Stop in Louisville. You could see the Muhammad Ali Museum.
Louisville's a solid 8-9 hours.
Okay, how about Columbus?
5 hours.
And you could see, I don't know what the hell they have in Columbus. You could just go to the Ohio State campus. It's a really nice, it's a gorgeous campus, by the way. If you just want to walk around the Ohio State campus. Great place.
Yeah.
Break up the drive. Pick a place to go in Ohio or whatever, Kentucky. You could visit Churchill Downs.
Can you visit it?
I don't know. I'm just making stuff. Could you tell I'm winging this at this point? I don't know if you... I didn't really prepare for the answer. 10 hours isn't that bad.
10 and a half hours.
Not bad. You stop for a little food break. just to stretch your legs, go get a little something to eat, back in the car, boom, you break it up. Like 5 hours and 5 hours. Maybe you speed a little bit to cut the half hour off the 10.5.
Didn't you say you hate long drives?
Cannot stand being in a car more than 3 hours. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm flying. I'm just saying.
Well, flying to Nashville, I think they finally added a flight that's direct, but who knows? Flights are getting canceled these days. Like,
right.
They've been...
It's a little challenging at this point.
Yeah. A buddy of mine just came back from a wedding in D.C., and his story about – let me pull it up here. He texted me about his trip back. It was a nightmare trying to get back, but also there was a Bills game on. And, like, in the airport, it was late enough at night that the place started to close down.
Oh, wow.
And then a woman was trying to, like, break into a bar to get the TV on. We want to watch the Bills game.
Absolutely. You know? I'd be freaking out.
And then – because the place wasn't open, everybody is watching the game on their phone. So here you have a bunch of people waiting to fly to Buffalo, all watching the Bills game on their own phone, on their own timelines.
Oh, wow.
So they were all getting mad at each other because some person would cheer while the other, you know,
there's different delays and everything.
It was a nightmare.
Hey, Michelle tweeted in, Columbus Zoo. So the drive isn't mad to Columbus, so Michelle says Columbus Zoo. There you go. See?
You know what I got to say about zoos? You've been to a zoo, you've been to a zoo.
Well, they could have different types of animals in the zoo.
I mean, the Pittsburgh Zoo, the Columbus Zoo, the Bronx.
Bronx Zoo. I've been to Buffalo and Bronx.
The D.C. Zoo. You've been to a zoo, you've been to a zoo.
Maybe they have a taller giraffe. I don't know. Do they have the giraffes?
For me to drive 5 hours. If I'm going to drive 5 hours to see the tallest giraffe, that giraffe better be 600 feet tall.
There is a worse place than the zoo to go, and that's an aquarium.
The zoo's not a bad place to go.
Aquariums are worse than zoos.
I don't know. I think I might like aquariums more than zoos.
No.
Oh, you're both wrong. They're not that bad. Are you kidding? Aquarium?
I didn't say either one of them was bad. I just said if you've been to a zoo, you've been to a zoo.
Oh, I'll say an aquarium is bad. I will 100% say
that. What the hell do you know? You like ties. You want ties in sports. You hate the wave. How did she marry you?
You're wearing a Kraken shirt today, by the way.
Yes, he is wearing a Kraken shirt, yeah. Is that a Bills cap, too?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. You got a problem with that, Jeremy?
Aquariums?
I do. The name's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Aquariums or zoos?
Well, I hope they have Krakens in aquariums and you don't get to go see them because you refuse.
You know, if you did a Twitter poll, I think I would, if I had to pick one of the two places, I would go to the aquarium first. I feel like it would be, I think it would be more interesting than the zoo. Where was I?
I mean, it depends. Boston Aquarium, been there. Baltimore, been there.
I've been to the Niagara Falls Aquarium.
Yeah. The guillotine talk went all the way to aquariums somehow. I don't know how this happened.
Well, this is a very well-rounded show. I mean, we are, you know, we're a full-service radio program. All right, Extendo Sports coming up in a moment. And, of course, the Extra Point Show at the top of the hour. Hey, make sure you let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills this season. To do that, all you need to do is go to our website, WGR550.com. This is great music, by the way. I do love this. Look for the TRS Heating and Air Conditioning Intercept Your Heating Bills contest link, and then enter for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating bills this winter. At the end of the pro football regular season, we'll take all the entries. We'll have one lucky winner selected to win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Oh, let's see. Would you like a couple bonus stats of the day? Would you like something we could actually talk about tomorrow? What would you like? I got to see what I did with the story for tomorrow. There we go. That's the one I think I was looking for. What do you want? Bonus stats or a quick thing we can bring up to discuss tomorrow?
A quick thing for tomorrow.
PATs. Did you see the note about NFL kickers from Sunday?
A lot of misses, huh? Like seven?
Yeah. Well, no, more than that. 12.
12.
Yeah. So league-wide, extra points have been good at 92%. That is the lowest success rate since 1979. Of course, you know, we know it's the longer extra point now. But yes, this is the worst extra point performances we've seen so far since they moved the PAT back. Save that for tomorrow, because I think we can talk about that a little bit if you'd like. What else did I have for you? Oh, yeah, I got time. A couple quick bonus stats of the day. Did you know, sir, entering this past Sunday, NFL teams in the Super Bowl era were 4-0-1-0 when scoring 40 points in a game and not committing a turnover? After Sunday, they're now 4-0-1-1. The Browns' loss to the Chargers was the first time in 401 games where a team scored 40 points, had no turnovers, and lost the football game.
Wow.
Yeah. Not good for the Browns.
2-minute warning.
And what was the other one I had? Ah, Alabama. You saw Alabama lost over the weekend, right?
To
Texas A&M. That snapped a 100-game win streak against unranked opponents. The last time they lost to an unranked opponent was 2007. That's a long streak. I mean, it's Alabama. I get it. They're, you know, the dominant program, but still, somewhere, an unranked SEC team or an unranked non-conference opponent, somebody would have beaten 100 straight wins against unranked opponents. I was impressed, even though it is Alabama. That one shook me. Anything else you want to get in before we bid adieu?
Looking like another beautiful day on tap.
Yes.
80s all week, right? Oh, pretty much. God, like it's been really warm.
Yeah, we're going to have way above normal amount, 70 and 80 degree days for the month of October.
Yeah. 80 today. Not 80s all week. 70s all week.
Yeah.
And then the weekend looks nice, too. So
terrific.
It's been a great, great
last minute of play
here
in the show.
The elite season. So it's Tuesday the 12th. No football on tonight. No football tomorrow. What do we do with ourselves? Baseball?
No.
You don't watch baseball once the Mets are out of it?
Are the playoffs going on? I wasn't aware of that. I thought they, once the Mets are not in the playoffs, I thought they don't have them. No, and there's no, honestly, there are no teams that I really like. There's no one I would root for. Most of the teams I don't really care for that are alive in the playoffs. I definitely, whoever's playing against Boston, beat them, because I don't really need to see another Boston championship. I know that. And by the way, if you missed our interviews with Kevin Adams and Don Granato, our fine producer, Mr. Brayton Wilson, has them available for you. In on-demand audio, you can go see what they're listening to what they had to say.
There's a write-up on the Tampa Bay Lightning at 538, where they talk about how good the Lightning are as a team. There's a quote in here: "It's hard to believe that an expansion team has so quickly established itself as one of the best teams in the NHL, especially in this era of extreme parity. But here we are," meaning the Lightning.
Expansion team?
They're 30 years old.
I had hair when they came into the league. All right, we got to get out. Everybody, and have a great day. Extra Point Show coming up.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.